and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, aka Beck. And as always, you know, we love hearing from you all, your comments, your stories, your ideas, your reports from the field. You can get a hold of us anytime, call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always drop an email to benradioshow@gmail.com. Riding along shotgun, as always, is my producer and sound engineer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. How are you all doing with the back-to-school shopping? I know nobody wants to hear those words. They're tired of spending the money. But guess what? It's not all bad, because later in the show, we are going to share some ways to navigate that back-to-school shopping into turning it into bargains at Christmas time, maybe gift giving. There's outdoors deals to be had. So we're going to be going down a different route. So we're going to make that shopping that you're doing for the kids right now not so bad.
I have a question for you, speaking of shopping, because we have gotten kind of a kick out of going to the stores and seeing some of the goofy stuff that they have.
Yes.
Have you, well, I shouldn't say goofy stuff. I should say the different stuff from when you and I were wee ones. Did you have a Trapper Keeper?
Yes.
Was it an authentic Trapper Keeper? I got the generic kind.
Oh, mine was generic.
Okay,
yes,
so
absolutely.
We were both in the same ballpark. Mine wasn't the real Trapper Keeper. It was a generic one. It fell apart right away.
I actually still have mine.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's out in the shop upstairs in those totes of stuff from when I was
you
a child.
You still have yours and it held together? Mine broke right away.
I don't know, but yes, I still have mine. I don't know why mine held together.
I wonder if they have Trapper Keepers anymore. We got to look at that.
They do. A couple years ago, they were the thing. They had brought them back.
Really?
They had brought them. Yes. And I remember I showed
them
to you.
Great, now I want a Trapper Keeper.
And I showed them to you in the school aisle, and I said, oh my gosh, I never thought I'd see these again.
I think that's when I had a meltdown, you know, because I was regressing to my childhood, and I never got the Trapper Keeper that I wanted.
And he never got more than 24 crayons, neither did I.
I didn't.
And Tigger, though, I have to keep on a short leash, because these days you can, you know, remember when we were kids and they had the markers that had different smells to them?
I didn't get those back.
Yeah, I didn't either. But the way you are, he loves to like sniff things.
Well, that's what they're for. They got the little deal that says, you know, there's a scent on them and try me. So I got to try them.
I know. And then if you've seen it the last couple of years, they've added smells to all of the glue sticks. So now we've got Tigger on a short leash because he's otherwise over in the back to school aisle smelling and checking out all these glue sticks.
Well, I'm wondering why some of them don't smell like diesel, alfalfa, leather, horse sweat, cow poop.
What I found interesting, though, is like we have a sister-in-law that is a teacher. Actually, well, you have two sisters that are teachers. And then on the other side, we have a sister-in-law that's a teacher. But I've heard from them over the years, don't be buying these things that have all the other smells in them. The different, you know, glue sticks might have glitter in it, so it looks kind of neat on the paper. Unless
you're not supposed to buy those?
Not for school.
Why?
Because say that other kid right next to you doesn't have the money to go and buy said
items. Oh, that's a really great idea.
You don't want to make that child feel bad.
I think that's a great idea.
And
so
I
they
agree.
Should outlaw Trapper Keepers.
Right.
As far as I'm
there
concerned.
There shouldn't be a generic versus the real.
I'm still mad about that deal. In fact, I need to call some old classmates of mine and say, you know, I just need to get this off my chest. You had the nice Trapper Keeper. I didn't.
I saw something neat the other day posted by a school, and it said, remind your child that if another student has a backpack that's older, don't make fun of them. Remember that there can hold dreams, too.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
So
and later on in the show, you're going to be going through some school-saving cool stuff you found.
Well, just neat bargains that are happening that you might as well keep your eyes open for while you're out there back-to-school shopping anyway.
Don't
some
have
fun
a choice.
Stuff to
gotta
watch
be,
for.
Got to be in the school aisle anyway.
Our first news story takes us to Colorado, where livestock producers are raising alarms after the state suspended key predator control measures.
Oh, this is a hot one.
This follows the death of a gray wolf caught in a legally approved coyote trap on a livestock operation. The trapper acted within the law and notified wildlife officials immediately, but the wolf later died from its injuries. In response, Colorado Parks and Wildlife temporarily halted all 30-day permits for foothold and other traps used to control predators like coyotes. The decision comes as wolf livestock conflicts continue to rise. Reports show the Copper Creek Pack alone is responsible for 8 calf kills in Pitkin County this year, and the same pack accounted for most of the 18 confirmed livestock depredations in Grand County last year. These wolves are part of the group reintroduced from British Columbia earlier this year. Wildlife officials say reproduction is the long-term goal. Ranchers argue that the reality on the ground is growing losses and fewer tools to stop them. Another wolf from the same group died in April, likely from a mountain lion attack, and a fourth was euthanized in June due to repeated livestock killings. While the wolf population is still small, Colorado producers say that the threat is real and rising. For many in rural Colorado, it's a simple message. Without a fair predator control, their cattle and their way of life are left unprotected.
All right, I'm going to jump in on this. And of course, people are going to say, oh, come on, T-Man, you're going to take the side of the cattlemen right away. Because we've had that argument with people.
Oh, absolutely.
They've said, oh, come on, you're just always on the side with the rancher. However, we have visited with many different producers in Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico, Idaho, Utah that are facing the same situation. And the majority, if not all of those land users are outdoorsmen. They're hunters, they're enthusiasts, right? And
absolutely,
they want to have and need to have just some control over what's going on. This is a very, very, very heated topic in those states that we mentioned.
Next, I have a story for you that actually was surprising to me. I did not know this. If you're hitting the trails in parts of Utah, you might need more than good shoes or boots. You'll now need a hunting or fishing license, too. Trail runner Kyle Burgess was recently stopped by a game warden while running on the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, part of a wildlife management area. He was surprised to learn that a new Utah law requires all users over 18, not just hunters and anglers, to carry a valid hunting or fishing license to access these specific lands in Utah's 4 most populated counties, Davis, Salt Lake, Utah, and Weber.
That's dumb.
I'm surprised by this.
That is just absolutely dumb. You're going to keep people away if they don't want to hunt or fish. That's okay. You're going to keep them away from enjoying said 4 counties you mentioned.
Exactly. That's the way I felt. And get this, the law took effect in May and is designed to share the cost of wildlife conservation, which has long been funded by hunters and anglers. Lawmakers argue that as outdoor activities like trail running and mountain biking grow, it's only fair that all users contribute to the upkeep of land specifically managed for wildlife. Critics say they shouldn't have to buy a license for something they don't do, but the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources says these areas were bought and managed with hunting and fishing dollars, and those funds are matched with federal conservation money, meaning every license helps bring more support to protect wildlife. Supporters say it's not about restricting access, but about fairness. As Representative Casey Snyder, who sponsored the law, puts it, hunters and fishermen should not bear the full cost of maintaining these places. So if you're headed for a run, ride, or hike in a wildlife management area in northern Utah, make sure your gear includes a valid license, or you might just find yourself off the trail and facing a fine.
Last year in October, I think it was it October or September?
October.
October. You and your girlfriends went on a trip to Zion National Park in Utah. So where you were at, was it one of those 4 counties that you had mentioned?
No.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about where you were at.
So the counties affected in this story are northern Utah. Zion National Park, just to kind of help everybody with geography, is in southern Utah.
Got it.
And it covers Washington, Iron, and Kane County. So
okay.
Southwestern Utah. And actually, I'll be heading there again here real soon. But no, that's not required there. However, back to the story on having individuals pay for a said license to visit these wildlife management areas. I'm going to have to think a little bit harder on this.
I'm on the fence, too, on this.
Actually, when I think about this, when I go hunting on, say, a national forest, national grasslands, I have to admit that I have come across damage you can tell that was done by, say, mountain biking. The e-bikes have become extremely popular.
But maybe some hunters are using those, too, though.
100%.
It's just something to think about.
I 100% am with you on that. That's why I'm going to have to sit back and think about this a little bit on how this fee structure is being applied to others using these lands. So what are your thoughts? Email them to me at bendradioshow@gmail.com. Time for a short break. The Bend will be back right after this.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to the Bend Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, and Ride Along Shotgun, my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. This time of year, there are a lot of deals to be had. We're talking in the outdoors world. As you're out shopping, I'm going to highly encourage all of you to keep your radar, you're looking all around you, because there are deals and you might not even realize it. And it's never too early to start Christmas shopping. That's what I always suggest. When August comes around, many folks think of back to school shopping. I immediately start thinking about what's coming out of season, what's going on sale, and what can I wrap up to put under the Christmas tree? I'm telling y'all.
I like how you're thinking.
This will help you all out big time. And I am seeing some heavy, heavy discounts, whether it is already inside the big brand name store, say a Walmart, or you're going to Cabela's, just, you know, name it off a few, Bass Pro Shop, any of those. Be checking all the clearance aisles, the bargain caves, excuse me, because the deals I'm seeing already are anywhere from 20 to 30 to 50% off of items. So what am I keeping an eye out for? I'm looking at the tents. I'm looking at the sleeping bags. I'm looking at the sleeping pads that you lay on the ground or on your cot. Just remember, always check that R value for insulation. I'm checking the camping chairs, the smart watches, beach towels, those large outdoor rugs that we like to put in our backyard oases or throw them right in front of our campsite by our tent or camper. These are all great products, and a lot of times they're going on sale, and they're high quality products from trusted brands, but they're going on sale because we all know once comes close to Christmas or the calendar flips, that these companies are going to be releasing their newest version of said items. Well, if you're like Tigger and I think most of us out there are in this boat, dollars are tough right now. So we got to save where we can, but it doesn't mean we can't still enjoy our hobbies or be looking forward to next summer's adventures. And the other reason why I suggest to buy now a lot of times for Christmas is because just because you bought this now doesn't mean that individual that's going to receive the gift will ever know that you bought it in August. Secondly, once you give a gift, like say a sleeping bag, a new tent, say I've gotten a cot before for a Christmas gift, it immediately spurs the anticipation and the excitement of looking forward to the next adventure. So these are great gifts to give at Christmas time. Now, you can be finding these same deals online too. We're not talking just inside the store. I'm also saying head online, be checking Amazon, go to all of these big stores' online websites as well. And you might even find free shipping.
Do sometimes they have a little bit different discount if you order online versus if you purchase in the store?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, here's a great example I've discovered, and Tigger, maybe you've not realized, maybe I didn't even tell you this. In our area, we have three Walmarts within, I would say, a 45-minute range. Okay. And they're actually just in two towns that neighbor each other. It just takes you that long to kind of get around them. All three of them carry different prices on different items. It can be the same item, but be a different price at all three.
I did not know that.
Yes. That's why I buy the eggs at the Walmart that we go to.
I did not know that.
We do buy store-bought.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah. So it doesn't hurt to be matching and watching those online prices as well as with what's in store. Also, a lot of stores will honor or match the online prices. Recently, Tigger and I bought a Solo stove from Shields. There are a lot of Shields across the country. We went to solostove.com and it was significantly cheaper. Shields did not bat an eye and they matched the price.
Oh, that's right, because they were kind of having a sale for that very reason, getting out with some of the old stuff.
Yes. So don't be afraid to go online and find a price and ask that place, that store, to see if they will match the online price. Now, here are some other things to be looking for. When you go online shopping, I find a lot of folks can't navigate through the deals. They're going, oh my gosh, I searched for something and too many items came up for me to even figure out which is the best one. When I search online, immediately what I do is I use those filters to sort and organize what I'm searching for. It eases that shopping stress immediately. And I always go in there and I go into the filters and I set the filter for 5 stars and above to begin with, or 4 stars and above to begin with, excuse me. So I'm trying to get the 5 stars. But then if you look very closely along the top and it's easily overlooked, they have a sorting tab that you can touch. And
are you talking like Amazon?
Amazon is a great example. Walmart does the same thing. Well, they will sort them typically featured listing first. Well, that featured listing is a paid to be on the top of the list. So you want to change the sort by to average review.
Okay.
Now you're going to get the top items and they're reviewed by actual buyers like yourself. Then you start sorting through all of these deals. But before you go and you buy said outdoors gear, if you're not familiar with it, always check the reviews. I always go into and I click on the stars, and then I actually take the time to hit a sorting button on there, and you have to be careful and watch for it. But you can sort it then by the newest or latest reviews.
Now, we just had this happen because we upgraded a tent and we decided to go with this option versus this option based on that very thing. Now I get it, the reviews, because one person said can be extremely difficult for one person to try to set up. You could be in for an ordeal.
Exactly.
Good idea. Thanks for saying
so there. I'm just trying to help you all so you're not navigating and stressed out when you're online shopping and get overwhelmed, because easily it gets overwhelming. I've been there. Okay.
So how many hours do you spend online shopping that you have perfected said skill?
That is not what we're here to talk about today.
Apparently.
All right. Now, We are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, while we're on the shopping and bargains topic, I've got some great stocking stuffer ideas that you can purchase now while the prices are low. Stay with us. The Ben Show will be back right after this.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory, with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy, and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
It's rodeo time, North Dakota. Coyote Contracting and Dakota Community Bank bring you the 6th Annual Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman PRCA Invitational August 16th and 17th in Golden Valley.
Bull riding,
bareback,
and saddle bronc riding.
The rank is stocked, the toughest cowboys, and then it's the party in the dirt Saturday night with live music after the dust settles. Tickets on sale at the gate, Golden Valley, August 16th and 17th. Be there.
You asked for it, you got it. Watch the Cowboy Channel anytime, anywhere with the Cowboy Channel Plus. Live stream the Cowboy Channel or watch your favorite PRCA rodeos on demand. Classic PRCA rodeos added weekly. Get the Cowboy Channel Plus for only $9.99 a month or save 25% by signing up for a full year. Visit cowboychannelplus.com to sign up and start streaming today.
Welcome back to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. Now, I know it's only August, but I've already put together some stocking stuffer or great gift ideas for you all. Here they are. Everybody needs a good night's sleep, right? But some of us are a little more finicky than others. Well, portable fans have come a long ways. You can now pick up these small little fans that will work great in, say, a tent, to your camper, to even that person that is a traveler that sleeps in hotel rooms quite often, but just needs the feel of a fan on
You're
them.
You're pointing towards me.
I am pointing
right
at Tigger.
I'm a fussy sleeper. I get it.
He's horrible, but I know that he needs a good night's sleep. It's imperative, all right? Well, these little fans, they've come down to where they're very compact. The newest ones even have a hook on them that'll hang in a tent or from a branch. And they're lightweight as well as have rechargeable batteries. And you can pick these up for $15, $20 on the top end. But that's why I say they make a great stocking stuffer or a little gift idea for that traveler in your family. Next one, headlamps. If you don't have these laying around already, you need to have them, okay? They're something that should be in every vehicle's roadside emergency kit. I'm going to be honest with you. The headlamps are inexpensive. We get the cheapest ones just for our nephews and nieces to run around the backyard with in the dark, for only $1. But some of the nicer ones you'll find on sale, highly discounted right now, and you'll get some very good brands, high quality ones for under $10. That's why I say they make a great stocking stuffer.
You know, the flashlight, we always have them around, but we've switched over to the headlamps. Okay, game changing when they're in the dark and now you've got two hands to work on stuff versus holding the flashlight in your mouth, right?
Exactly. And as I mentioned, they should be in your roadside emergency kit. And I'm thinking about those kids that are, well, they're not kids anymore, those young adults that are moving off to college.
Oh, going the nest in, is empty.
Yes, they're moving off to their own place here now this fall. Mom and dad, make sure they've got a headlamp in the vehicle. But here's another item that is a good gift idea or another item to make sure that these individuals have in their vehicles. And that is a, we just recently did this to all of our vehicles, even our trailer, and that was to get a deep socket that fits the lug nuts on said vehicle, along with a ratchet, an inexpensive ratchet.
Or a breaker bar, or get rid of the speed wrench, because those just round off the lug nuts.
They strip out so quickly.
Yep. Yep.
And so now we've learned over the last 2 years specifically, we've had some blowouts, some happenings happen with our tires, and had we just even had that deep socket with us, people stopped to help us and they said, hey, I've got a wrench. I've got, you know, an impact. I can get it off for you. And we sat there going, oh, how simple is that to just have the socket that fits the lug nuts?
How many times did we travel and we didn't have that big toolkit with us?
Exactly.
All the time, right?
So I'm telling you right now, as those youth are going off and moving on, spreading their wings, look at your own, what you have for your vehicles, and maybe double check those roadside emergency kits. Now, here's a fun gift to give those that are that person that, say, for example, likes to go to stadium events. They want to go to the big concerts, or they're maybe planning to go to an NFL game. If you didn't realize, backpacks, you can't take them in. You have to use a clear bag. And for example, the NFL, they flat out say it can be no larger than 12 inches by 6 inches. 12 inches by 12 inches, 6 inches deep. So they're specific even sizes, but these are inexpensive. You can pick these up for $10, $15. They're an under $20 item easily, but then that person is set up and ready and excited to go on their trip.
Versus you get to that venue and all of a sudden, oh no, here you got all this stuff and what are you going to do with it?
I'm telling you, these are just fun little gifts. That's why I always say the clear bag is a good, easy go-to gift, and it works great as a stocking stuffer. Lastly, I'm encouraging you all to just really keep your eyes open for the deals right now, because all of us are trying to save money. And just remember, when you're shopping, say on Amazon, make sure you're tapping the Prime button in the upper left if you have a Prime membership, so you always get that free shipping. If you're shopping on, say, Walmart or somewhere like that, make sure you're taking time to find out what is that dollar amount you have to spend so you get the free shipping. That makes up huge for if it was worth shopping online versus just going to a store. And that's all for this week, folks. Remember, keep sending in any of the questions you might have. If you know of something spot worthy we need to share, a recipe we should test out in our own cabin kitchen, as well as your area's field reports, that number again, you can call or text 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363, or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. If you missed part of this episode or you want to hear past shows, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app or to the Bend Show YouTube channel. Thank you to our partners, Ditalia Outdoors, the Prairie Crocus, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Blue Water Girl Charters, Buckstorm, Little Rack Taxidermy, Mickey's Mustard, Atlas Tracks, RFD TV, and Wrangler. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along, and whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.